I think it'll help, but either way it goes, I need to run the ball good.
Was there a wow moment with Justin at any point where you just kind of like, wow, this guy's got whatever?
Yeah, numerous times, so I just ready for the game to come now.
Any stand out? Any you remember you can share?
Nah.
Hey, Jake, you're on the field. Journey has, by your own admission, been like two steps forward, one step back. How would you describe your journey from a leadership standpoint? Did it follow sort of a similar pattern for you?
No, I think leadership has always been there. It didn't take a step back. I mean, if anything, it helped me out a lot to have a terrible year last year. So I think that helped a lot.
Now you're downgrading it to terrible?
I mean, it was just a failure before. Now it's...
I kind of see terrible and failure the same.
Gotcha. I'm just checking.
Jake, but how did it help you? You said it helped you. How did it help you from a leadership standpoint? Would you be captain now if you hadn't, I'm going to use your word, had a terrible year last year? I feel ridiculous using that word, Jake.
That's fine. But, I mean, I don't know if that would have changed anything because I was still going to work hard. But I do feel like it helped me grow as a leader, you know, like I just had to learn more things and do better by myself. So I do think that helped.
JK, what have you been seeing out of the guys behind you? Big topic, just some of the, what have you been seeing? Who's been popping off the page? The guys behind you at running back?
Yeah, I mean, DeMario, he's doing pretty good, and Marcus Crowley's doing pretty good. Pretty much everyone's doing good. I mean, Master Teague's been hurt, so we haven't been able to see him that much, but everyone else has been doing a great job learning the offense, running hard and practicing hard.
What ways would you've seen DeMario grow from last year where he is now?
I think last year he was working more with the receivers, and so I mean he was doing more receiver things, and then this year he's working with the running back, so I think that's helping him out a lot. So.
Did Mickey Marotti truly at one point tell you need to be a guy who's, how would I phrase this, be more positive with your teammates, more encouraging, or?
Well, I've always been encouraging, but I'm more of the type of guy that I want to just go, like all the time. And some guys don't work that way. So you have to kind of like be more like sit down with someone instead of just like on a go. So that's what he meant. But Coach Mick always pushes me, and he's pushed me since I've been.
How do you think this offense will look this year? I feel like it's got, what identity it might have?
Physical. And we're going to score a lot of points. I think so.
JK, you're from a small town in the bend of a river down in the middle of Texas, and now you're a captain at Ohio State. I mean, is it a little surreal to you the way things have gone these 3 years? I mean, the way you've established yourself?
I mean, it's definitely different, you know. But I always told myself that I was going to keep working hard, doing things the right way, and it's benefited me. So God keeps blessing me, and all kinds of ways.
What is the responsibility of being a captain now? Obviously, people have been impressed by your work ethic this preseason, et cetera, but what's the responsibility that comes with being a captain?
I got to represent the university well, and I got to represent the football team well, so I think that's what it means to be a captain here.
And it's a faster JK, correct?
Yeah.
Body fat is where?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
And it was last year around?
Around 12.
Yeah. What did you test at, speaking of speed? What, give us an idea of what you tested at the end of the spring or whatever.
I know. Huh? You had to go look in the – you can see it on the wall in there.
Okay. Well, we don't always get to go in there.
And your 40 now would be
– he's cool.
No, it's fast. It's fast.
Yeah. Passing it up.
Yeah, so, what does it mean to you? I mean, if you turn on – you get on the internet and you turn on things – you're being mentioned, you know what I mean, from a national standpoint, et cetera. How have you kept that in perspective?
I don't really look at that because I saw a few things that had me ranked like pretty terribly, and I know my worth, and so I'm going to improve my worth this year.
Yeah. How much do you feel like the responsibility that you've got to carry the offense this year, that you've got to be the go-to guy when this team needs to make a big improvement?
I hope like that Coach Day turns to me. If he needs a big play, that he turns to me, and I take full responsibility in that. And I think that me practicing hard will have me ready for that situation or event.
What's going to be different about this offense with Justin Fields as a starting quarterback? You've been through three. This will be your third. JT.
Yeah.
And last year was the flying circus with Dwayne Haskins Jr. What's going to be different about this offense from your vantage point?
I don't think anything will be too much different, but we'll see. I think everything stays the same. It's the same plays.
I know it's the same plays, but y'all featured, obviously, the passing game a hell of a lot more. 533 passes by Dwayne, you know, last year.
I mean, I think it'll still be the same. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. No secrets.
Last question, anybody? Good.
All right. Thank you, JK.
Yeah, no problem.